Not really upset about this. I just feel awful. I just don't know what to do. I got a letter here from the Pakistan Mission to the United Nations to Bernard McGuirk, who's the producer of the I Must Talk show, from Mrs. Rizwan Khan, who is the counselor, press counselor, here in New York. Dear Mr. McGuirk, I would like to bring to your notice a derogatory remarks made on the President of Pakistan in your IMUS program this morning, speaking on War on Terror show. When a reporter by the name of Mr. Milowisk, not sure of the correct spelling, she's talking about Milosevic, not Milosevic.
That's it. Uh-oh. Mickey Milosevic at the Pentagon. Jim Stowers.
Mick Leshefsky.
Oh, right.
Anyway, when a reporter by the name of Mr. Milowisk said that one good thing is that President Musharraf has taken back his call to stop the bombing during Ramalama Ding Dong, I must remark that someone must have made a big fat deposit in the bastard source account.
Oh, my God.
And they get sick. Can they hire somebody over there to write a letter for him? We take strong cognizance to such a remark.
What?
Especially when Pakistan is the only strong ally of the United States. Really? Risking its own stability to join U.S. in the war against terrorism. Really? President Musharraf has not only risked his own government, but has taken the wrath of all pro-Taliban and anti-U.S. protesters. We expect an apology from your network. That apology will be coming up at 7:11 this morning.
We'll be trying to curry favor with you.
No, that's Bernard's. That's Bernard's suggestion. We do it at 7:11. Yeah, I'll apologize. Oh, of course. No, we didn't have to give Pakistan any money, did we? We didn't have to lift any sanctions. We didn't have to do anything, did we? Fat bastard has been whining from day one.
Come on. No deals.
Shut up and don't send me any stupid letters, moron. You know, what's the matter with you people? I mean, whose chain do you think you're... Make me apologize. Make me. Come over here and make me apologize. Show some guts. Come over here and make me apologize. Make me. Come on. Make me.
Have your husband drive you.
Yeah. Come over and make me apologize. Call Bernard. It's exactly where we're located. I'll come over there.
We'll meet you at a 7-Eleven. At 7-Eleven.
Exactly. Whatever you would like. Apologize. Drop dead. Oh, jeez, what are you, nuts? And then John asked.